Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 8th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. It's our joy to share these messages with you each weekday from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message, and pardon me, I have the hiccups today. What a thing to have, but again, you're getting the real McCoy in our ministry, and I have another appointment, so I can't wait till I'm done. So I'll just ask your forgiveness as I go through the message. Today's message is titled, God's Steady Hand. The scripture text being Isaiah 41, verse 10.
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
This morning I am blessed as I read and study God's Word for perspective on the big picture. We all observe and experience current events, whether in our own personal lives or on a larger scale, and we wonder, what does this mean?
The Lord is always in control and is always at work. We've often pointed out that God is at work both macroscopically and microscopically. That is, He is involved not only in the big picture, such as the affairs in nations, the world, and the entire universe, but He is also actively involved in the minutest details of our lives, like keeping active track of the hairs on each of our heads, for example. A maturing Christian has a growing peace and calm assurance regarding God's will being worked out in his own life and in the kingdom of God.
But God's providential ways are difficult to understand. They can be mysterious, and the testings of life can bring about hardship. Some readers this very morning that I prepared this day are dealing with confusion, disappointment, or are right in the midst of a very difficult trial. You join Brooksine and me in awaiting for God's plan to be worked out in your life and in His kingdom. But the wait can be so hard.
But we want to remind you this morning of God's steady hand. In a wonderful promise found in Isaiah, God says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. He will. And this truth is a major source of the assurance we can have as God works out His plan for our lives. God's upholding hand is always steady.
Fellow believer, the only sure foundation is Christ and the Word. We need to stay faithful and vigilant to keep our heads on right. An old hymn states, how firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled?
Let's pray together. As a loving parent takes the hand of a wobbly child to love, lead, protect, and steady him, so it is with you, Father, who upholds us with your righteous right hand. After all, it is Jesus at your right hand who is always interceding for us. No tempest storm can overtake you, and no earth-shattering event perplexes you. As we walk in your ways, help us to cling tightly to your loving, protective hand so that we don't veer off course. We want to exchange fear for trust, replace self-reliance for God-reliance, and depend on your plan rather than our own. Help us to do so. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Well, again, it's a joy to share with you today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. There are a couple of additional features on the website I cannot communicate in the podcast. We have a lengthy note from Brooksine regarding our experience yesterday in watching two toddlers all day long for 14 hours as their parents. Our neighbors, Jesse and Anna Ruth, were at a wedding. There are They are our Amish neighbors. Also have today two versions of that song that I quoted at the end of the message, How Firm a Foundation. They're good versions. A musician, a vocalist by the name of Charlie Zahm, and recorded in a church in Elkton, Maryland, called Moore's Chapel. In fact, they put up both a dial-up version and a high-speed. They both sound very well. Also today we have a picture that I took just a couple of weeks ago with today's scripture verse overlaid on the picture itself, just as a means of encouragement. That can become a desktop background if you would like. And I also have some comments regarding a passage I know I'll be teaching on tonight in church, Deuteronomy 32. I considered using a portion of the text in my message today. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 28, there's a very interesting verse that speaks of the nation of Israel, but I believe can speak to other nations as well. It states, they are a nation without sense. There is no discernment in them. Just wondering to what degree that can be spoken of regarding my own nation, America, and for that matter, many of the countries in the West. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged in your walk with Christ.